Here's a tip for you in case you're having difficulty transitioning from a phone that has a home button to one that does not. I did not realize that you could customize gestures to simulate the home button or the app switcher. And so buried in the voiceover options and settings is a really cool way to give your absent home button and function a gesture and to give your app switcher a gesture. So where I went was under the settings and then accessibility and then
commands heading.
I went to voiceover and then commands. So it's kind of several layers in here. So first of all, settings on the main screen and then accessibility.
Voiceover, back button.
Voiceover.
Commands, heading.
And then commands.
All commands, button.
All commands. This is a button. So we're going to go in here.
Interaction, button.
And you have different kinds of categories. For instance, there's interaction.
Basic navigation, button. Text navigation, button. Advanced navigation, button. Editing, button. Rotor, button. Scrolling, button. Speech and audio, button. Output, button. Braille button, voiceover button, system button.
Okay, so we're going to go here to the system and double tap.
Accessibility shortcut button.
And now we're going to go find either the home button or the app switcher.
Activate speak screen button, app switcher button.
Here's the app switcher. So when I double tap, you're going to find that I have assigned it a gesture because I got tired of dragging up from the bottom of the screen on my iPhone 15 Pro. So here I'm going to double tap on the app switcher.
Touch gestures, heading.
Okay, and here it says touch gestures. So when I swipe through here, I'm going to hear different possibilities of gestures I could assign.
Two finger swipe left.
And that's exactly what I decided that I wanted my gesture to be. It did have a previous assignment, and I had to agree that I wanted to change it. It is something to do with navigating in the Safari web browser, drilling down into, I believe it's like a submenu kind of a situation. So this is a two-finger swipe left. So
add gesture button.
I could add another gesture, but I'm going to go back.
Two-finger swipe, add gesture, touch gestures, heading.
Okay.
System, back button.
Back.
System,
okay.
App switcher button.
So I'll show you how this works.
Control center button.
Control center. So I know that with the control center, I'm going to touch the status bar and I'm going to swipe up with three fingers. But if I wanted a different gesture for that, let's see how I would do this. So I would double tap on this.
Touch gestures, heading.
And here are my options.
Add gesture button.
To add a gesture.
Keyboard shortcuts, heading.
Because I don't have a gesture.
Add gesture button. Cancel button.
So now I have double tapped on add gesture. My focus is on the cancel button.
Touch gestures, heading. Search, search field, dictate button. Tap, one finger, heading.
Okay, so.
One finger, single tap, thing.
Obviously, I don't want to change a lot of these because they are defaults. You know, one finger, single tap is going to, you know, tell me what my focused item is and such. So let me just kind of swipe through here and see what I can find.
One finger double tap, one finger triple tap.
So maybe I want it to be the one finger triple tap. If I double tap on that to see what it says.
One alert, gesture in use.
Okay, so it tells me the gesture is in use.
The gesture is assigned to another command, perform long press.
Okay, so it's designed to be used as like a long press.
Cancel button.
And
assign button.
I could assign it though, in fact, to my control center. So I'm going to actually do that. So I'm going to assign it.
System, back button.
Now.
Control center, edit button. Controls, edit, touch gestures, heading.
It should happen that I am going to show you how this works. So I'm going to go back home with the gesture that I've assigned previously. And I've assigned the two finger swipe right to go home.
Settings, three new items.
And now I'm back home. If I do a two-finger swipe left.
App switcher, settings, active.
There is my app switcher. So now I can close settings.
Close settings. Closing settings. Transportation.
And so now my settings are closed. And now I'm going to do the triple tap with one finger.
Control center. Airplane mode. Switch button. Off.
And there's my control center, which is really super easy. So like I say, it's buried in there under settings, accessibility, voiceover, commands, all commands. And then you have a very lengthy list of, well, you have some categories. And then within those categories, you have a list of things that you can change. And it's a little bit of a convoluted process, but it is definitely well worth the effort to change a few gestures to make your life easier so that you can indeed activate your home button without a home button or activate the app switcher without a home button. Hope you found this tip helpful.
You know that moment when you're either in a store, possibly a car, or maybe hanging out with friends and music's playing? You hear this song and you go, oh, I know this song. Wait, who is this? Well, let me show you how you can find out. On an iPhone, what you would do is invoke Siri, say, what song is this? Point your phone in the direction of the music, give it a second or two, and see if it comes back with who the artist is and what the name of the song is.
The Habel One is a remote control device you can use to control your iPhone or Android. What's unique about the Habel One is it works similarly to the screen away braille mode available on both platforms. So on your left hand, you have dots 1, 2, 3, and on your right hand, you have dots 4, 5, 6. There's a space bar both on the left and the right side that you can use to navigate the phone. Instead of pairing the Habel through the screen reader's braille section, you use the Bluetooth functionality of your phone to connect the device to your phone. Habel has some great documentation available that you can use to check out how best to navigate your device using your Habel. But once you get familiar with the gestures that you use and the commands that you use, also available in the user guide, you'll be able to navigate your phone efficiently. Oh, did I mention that if you're comfortable with Braille, it's a great way for you to enter text quickly without having to fiddle around with a touchscreen. But if you're not comfortable with Braille, maybe this is the thing that'll help teach you how to use Braille on your devices. The Habel does ship with a lanyard that you can hang around your wrist to easily hold it. You hold the Habel in, I guess what would be called landscape mode, with the switch across the top, and then your keys are facing away from you. If you want to go home, press and hold dots 1, 2, 5 until you feel a brief vibration, H. If you'd like to get to your notifications, press and hold dots 1, 3, 4, 5 until you feel a brief vibration, N. As you can tell, using the Habel can be efficient and does make logical sense if you have some familiarity with Braille. But if you don't, well, learn those gestures, and the knowledge of Braille might happen to come along with it.